that you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. CBS News has learned former President Donald Trump is said to be in good spirits after what the FBI is describing as another attempted assassination.
Trump is safe after what the FBI said appeared to be a second assassination attempt while he was golfing on his course in West Palm Beach, Florida. A Secret Service agent was able to spot the barrel of a rifle through bushes ahead of Trump getting to the hole. Rick Bradshaw is Palm Beach County Sheriff.
You got to understand, the golf course is surrounded by shrubbery. So when somebody gets into the shrubbery, they're pretty much out of sight. All right. And at this level that he is at right now, he's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have had this entire golf course around it.
Trump was not harmed. A suspect has been arrested thanks to a witness who took photos of his license plate. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The White House says there's no place for violence in America. The president directed the Secret Service to ensure resources to keep Trump safe. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer weighed in on the Trump shooting, saying, quote, there is no place in this country for political violence of any kind. Earlier, Schumer was joined by an IVF baby to announce a Senate vote on a bill to establish a nationwide right to in vitro fertilization.
We are here to say that we will preserve the right to IVF for families. You just can't strip the rights of people whose generations prior fought and fought. We won't let it happen.
Senator J.D. Vance defended debunked claims about Haitian immigrants in Springfield on CBS's Face the Nation.
Senator Vance told CBS's Face the Nation he stands by those accounts.
Well, I've heard about a dozen things from my constituents in Springfield, Ohio. 10 of them are verifiable and confirmable. A couple of them we have direct firsthand accounts.
This is dangerous stuff.
Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro told CNN he's worried by bomb threats now being called into schools and hospitals in Springfield.
This has now taken on a life of its own because of what they incited.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Relief is coming for the California firefight. Here's CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Cooler temperatures, a chance of showers for Monday. San Bernardino, showers and temperatures maybe not even out of the low 70s. And while wind is going to be an issue this week, it will be certainly lighter than it was last week.
The Israeli army confirmed that it mistakenly killed three Israeli hostages along with a senior Hamas leader. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Hamas had originally said the three were killed in an Israeli airstrike, a claim Israel disputed. All three Israelis were kidnapped on October 7th, killed in November, and their bodies recovered in December, but the cause of death only recently determined.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy!
Millionaires don't consider themselves to be wealthy.
$1 million isn't what it used to be, according to a survey from Northwestern Mutual. Two-thirds of America's millionaires don't consider themselves to be wealthy.
What are you doing with your money? How are you spending it? How are you budgeting it? How are you saving it? So wealth is an open-ended point for many people.
Wealth management advisor Stephen Schwartz says most millionaires don't think they're wealthy because of the comparison trap.
People constantly measure against their neighbors, their co-workers, and you speculate about how much somebody else has from the exterior.
Some advice to millionaires.
Focus on what you have and stay away from playing the keep up with the Joneses.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The Emmy Awards are tonight. The Bear has already nabbed three of the top awards for Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, and Best Supporting Actress. Baby Reindeer picked up Best Supporting Actress as well. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, mid-60s for overnight lows. Mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s for Monday. Monday night, partly cloudy and a low around 64. For Tuesday, sunshine, 78. And then remaining in the mid to upper 70s Wednesday and Thursday. Currently, 69 degrees.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl.
Oh, Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN. JN.
The Racine Civic Center and the Laughs on the Lake Comedy Series present Chastity, Washington, Friday, September 20th at Racine's Memorial Hall, 72 7th Street.
Don't get me wrong, I love the children I work with, but they are horrible human beings.
Racine Chastity on BET and the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
That's okay, because that's why I love Dodgeball Day Friday.
Joining Chastity are Mike Atchison and Elijah Holbrook. Don't miss the hilarious Chastity, Washington, Friday, September 20th at Racine's Memorial Hall. For tickets, go to the events page of festivalpark.com.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We hear a lot about financial literacy. So what is it? Well, financial literacy is not learning how to pick stocks in the stock market. Financial literacy is learning how to create a budget, how to track personal spending, how to manage and get out of debt, and how to reasonably plan for retirement. And get this, Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin offers one-on-one financial coaching to any Badger State resident. It's free, it's confidential, and you can do it in person, by phone, or even online. Just search online for UW Extension Financial Coach, and you can get to a sign-up form. I haven't used the program myself yet, but the stats they've posted show a lot of people getting a lot of help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Oh,
clouds in my coffee.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
black. With flowers and my love both never to come back. I see my red door, I must pack it into the light.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
The Racine Civic Center and the Laughs on the Lake Comedy Series present Chastity, Washington, Friday, September 20th at Racine's Memorial Hall, 72 7th Street.
Don't get me wrong, I love the children I work with, but they are horrible human beings.
Racine Chastity on BET and the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
That's okay, because that's why I love Dodgeball Day Friday.
Joining Chastity are Mike Atchison and Elijah Holbrook. Don't miss the hilarious Chastity Washington, Friday, September 20th at Racine's Memorial Hall. For tickets, go to the events page of festivalpark.com.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I've been CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Several people who have talked to former President Donald Trump say he's in good spirits after what the FBI describes as another assassination attempt. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in West Palm Beach with the latest.
The suspect was armed with an AK-47-style rifle and a scope about 300 to 500 yards away from the former president. Investigators say he also had a GoPro camera and backpacks containing ceramic tile. Secret Service agents fired at least four shots at the suspect, but it's unclear whether that person fired back.
Police have identified the suspect as 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ralph. Vice President Harris says an